Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and he is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Now, the Lord has so much to say. And he's looking for people he can bless. He's looking for people he can do good to. And he wants to know you. He wants you to know him. And he wants you to be in his kingdom. I want you to understand how God don't just love his people. He does things because he loves us so much. His love is so important to our well-being. He wants you to know. Daniel put it this way. He said, they that do know the Lord will be strong and do exploits. The Lord don't want you to be deceived. He don't want you to be crippled. He don't want you to be a stranger to him. Jesus paid the price to connect. He got you by the hand, got the Father by the hand, and joined your hand to his because you believed on the Son. Now, everybody that believe on Jesus, they can speak, they can ask whatever they will in the name of Jesus, which is the same. It's just when you say in the name of Jesus, Lord, teach me something. It's as if Jesus is asking God. He gave you authority in the earth. He gave you power of attorney. When you ask the Father something, you can ask him in Jesus' name. If your child is sick, lay your hand on top of their head and say, this sickness got to go in Jesus' name. And the Lord will back you up. All he's asked, you got to believe in your heart. Believe and doubt not in your heart. Believe in your heart and do not doubt in your heart. Know that he'll back you up. Why? Because he loves you. And because he loves your child. Even the ones that's bad, he loves them too. Many times God will heal people to get their attention. You don't have to go and get hurt for God to, you know, get. Why not do good to get God and give God your attention? Do good things towards others if you want them to know God. Let God love your people. Let him show himself strong in your behalf. God will honor your faith. If he inspire you, if he put on your heart to do something for somebody, do it. Do it in his name. See, this is how we represent him. Go about doing good. When you have extra, you see people on the side of the road asking for money. People are having hard times. Why not keep something to be a blessing to others? It's hot nowadays outside. Why not, if you can, keep some cool water, bottled water. Give out some to people that are outside all day. And just say, I want to bless you. God loves you. Why not? These are things, the little things that we do can make such a huge difference. But if we isolate ourselves and don't go around, you don't have to go out doing something extravagant. But wherever you are, represent Jesus. Live like you love him. Now this is why. The king is coming back. Your love means a lot to people. The way you talk to people. Avoid getting in strife because the king is coming. Jesus said, if you don't forgive others, your Father won't forgive you. I don't want the Father to not forgive me. I've done a lot of sins in my lifetime. I wasn't always a man of God. I didn't get saved till I was almost 20 years old. And the Lord forgave me of all my sin. So I'm not going to hold any grudges against no one. There's nobody I didn't forgive. And this is an election year, you know. And people allow themselves to be mean to people that they're running against. That's dangerous. Very dangerous. We don't have a right to put anybody down. It's dangerous. Very dangerous. We need to treat people the way we want to be treated, even if you're in an election. Even if you don't agree with the other party, don't hold grudges. It's too dangerous because the people in the other party are people that God loves. Somebody will say, well, they're wrong, and they do wrong. I know they're wrong. They can. People do wrong. Daniel said the wicked are going to do wicked, and they will not understand. But there's no reason that for us to not love them. Love them for who they are. They're still made in God's image. And they're not going to change because we love them. But that's our part. And our love need to be sincere. And so, you never heard me talking against people. Because it's dangerous. I don't like everything that some politicians do. But I don't go around and complain all day about what they didn't do or did do. Because I'm going to stand before the Lord and give an account for what I've done, just like you are. Now, as we go about if you pay attention to what Jesus taught, you'll stay in balance. You won't get out of sorts with God. I don't have a right to put somebody down because I think my way is better. Now, I warn people in love. And people, they're trapped by misunderstanding, false religions that the devil started. But they didn't see it that way. See, the devil, he's slick. He know if he come to you talking and you recognize him, you're not going to listen. But if he can deceive somebody you respect, now that's another thing. And if he talk good about something that's wrong, that's how the devil do. If it's wrong, he'll make it look good. If it's right, he try to make it look bad. Now, last week I gave a scripture. It was Proverbs 18. Sometimes you have to do, like Chuck Missler used to say, you have to do your homework. It said, verse 13, Proverbs 18:13. It says, he that answers a matter before he hears it, it is folly and shame unto him. But when you seek the Lord for yourself, and you can say, wait, Lord, I have a concern. Now, I was told it's this way. Is that true? Help me see your position on this thing. As I read the word, show me how you see it and how it should be. Now, I do that on a lot of things. Now, I'm going to tell you this. The Lord made it easy for us, folks. We have what you call modern technology. You can listen to the word on your iPhone, your Android phone, laptop. You can play it. You can get the CDs of the Bible and listen to it if you don't want to read. If you're busy like I am. See, I still fix cars for a living. And I listen to the word while I work. And I get a lot of word in that way. And the Lord answers a lot of my questions because I'm receiving something that he can bless me with. As long as you're in faith, God can relate to you. But you got to be in faith about it. That's very important. If you doubt, that's the off switch. Your doubt is your off switch. You turn everything off when you doubt God. But when you receive his word and believe it, and you're trying to believe it, now the Holy Spirit can relate to you. And if you, when people bring things to you and it don't make sense to you, go ask the Lord. And if they bring things to you and it do make sense to you, do the same thing. Go ask the Lord anyway. I want to show you something that's in Ephesians chapter 4. See, God wants you to be knowledgeable. He don't want you to be in the dark about anything that concerns him. He wants you to know him as a person. See, God is a person. I didn't say he was a man walking around. He is a person. He has a personality. And the word of God reveals it. And I put it this way. When you take God at his word, he backs it up. He's able to do that. Now listen to this here. Jesus, let me start at verse 1. Ephesians 4. He said, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love. See, it's very important that we love each other, everybody. And the love must be sincere. Verse 3, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Verse 6, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now watch this part. Now he that ascended, what is it? But that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. Jesus went to hell, suffered for us. He stayed there 3 days and 3 nights. Verse 10 says, he that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now watch verse 13. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of Christ, that we henceforth from this point on be no more children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. That's God's will. You don't supposed to be a fool in your way. You don't supposed to be deceived in this life. God wants you sober-minded. Now, these broadcasts, they're on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. Everything is free. And there are new writings on there. I put the Garden of Heaven on there. There are 3 books on the Audio 7 page. And my dad I made a page for my dad. Thurston Edison Hamby. He was a Methodist pastor 3 churches in Utah and a few others in Birmingham in his lifetime. Now, that's on audio page 8. And everything's free. You can listen and see what God is doing. Now, it's free, but it's not cheap. So don't say, well, since it's free, it ain't worth nothing. No, it's important. So go on there and check it out. Everything I have is on there. It's free. But the Lord wants us to know him, and that's so important. Knowing God for yourself, you're gonna have to take him at his word. You're going to say, Lord, the word says this, and I want you to do that. I want this part of your promise. Call him out on it. If you can ask him for salvation, you can ask for healing. If you can ask for healing and you have money problems, you can ask for money. You can ask for a better job. You can ask for whatever you need. You can ask him to help you get off wine. You can ask him to help you get off drugs. You can ask him to help you get off cigarettes or whatever it is. You can ask him to help you kill strife out of your life. You tired of being in strife with your wife and for women, their husband? You can ask God to help you clear things up. You can ask God to help you stop being depressed. When people get like that and they're in faith about it, I've known God this way. Whenever I had a need and I said, Lord, I don't know what I'm doing. I need your help. I've had the Lord to teach me what no man could teach me before. Or what no man has taught me before. It's not that they can't. I'm not saying. But God taught me. And because I was passionate to learn this thing, he taught me all about it. And see, I asked the Lord things, and he gave me knowledge. One time I said, Lord, I'm not depressed. I don't never remember being depressed. I said, but what is depression, and how does it work? And this is how he taught me. He said, depression is just like a sound. He said, it's just like a balloon. If you blow it up, it's full of air. If you blow it up with helium, it will arise because the helium is lighter than air. If you suck all the air out, it'll look kind of like it'll shrivel up like a raisin kind of. Because the weight of the atmosphere is depressing against it. It's a depression. And your heart, if you fill your heart with the word and believe it, you cannot be depressed. That's why I was not depressed. The cure for depression is filling your heart with the knowledge and wisdom of God and loving him. And it has an opposite effect. It will drive depression all the way out of your life. He said to me, depression starts with a sorrow. And it starts with a sorrow and it forms to cause a person to believe that nothing good can happen to them. They can see other people being blessed, but they'll believe in their heart that they cannot be blessed. And they'll believe that they're doomed and they have no hope. And they lack the word. And that's why they're depressed. A lady was in a mental institution, and another lady that I know went to see her. And all she did, she got a cassette player and played the word. And the lady heard the word. And she got strong enough where she played the word herself. Within a few weeks or days, that lady went out of that mental institution and back to work and back to her life because she heard the word and she got strong again. Now, when you know, I'm just giving this example so that you'll know how to correct things. God can help you. He know what to do. All he needs you to do is believe him and ask. That he'll ask him to help you and believe him for it. There's no substitute for being a student of the word. That's gonna only bless you and not hurt you. If you be a student of the word and humble yourself and ask the Lord, all right, if he's real, he's gonna answer you. And when he answers you, know he's there. Know you can count on him forever. There are some people, they go to church, but they don't know the Lord. They heard the word. They either believe him. Some people go to church for different reasons. Some people believe that they're saved, but they don't believe God will heal them. They believe God will save them and heal them, but they don't believe God will give them finances and show them how to make money. God will teach you how to make money when nobody cares whether you make money or not. God will show you how to do it. He can give you dreams. One time the Lord said, every day people have golden opportunities. They just don't know it. And you can say, you can even pray, Lord, what's my golden opportunity today? Help me see it. And you'll start seeing things. If you start, but first you're going to have to, the best way to do this, folks, listen to the word of God. Hear what he has to say. And the Lord is looking for, remember now, the Lord told King Asa that the eyes of the Lord run to and fro. That means like, imagine like everywhere. God is looking for people whose heart is perfect towards him. So if you believe on Jesus, you've been washed in the blood and your eyes are open because he gave you a new spirit because you believe on it. He made you come to life because you believed on Jesus. Now, you gotta, it's up to you to learn how to take him at his word. And don't let people cause you to doubt. Don't let cold religion tell you God said no. When the word said, he said yes. Don't let cold religion minimize God in your eyes. See, man, some people believe a certain way and they impose it on others. Sometimes that's because that's the way that they saw it or that's the way that they learned it. But see, God, every generation, if you pay attention, you'll see it yourself. Every generation, there are people that hear God and learn his word. And God can do more in their lives because they took time to learn. They didn't stay. They kept when God would send people to them to tell them something, they heard it. They didn't doubt. And God had people of faith. Be one of them. See, He wants you to be wise. He wants you to know what he can do. And you're not going to learn these things if you don't involve God in your life. Involve him in every part of your life. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. That's how we get to know him. The Lord told me once, he said, if a person has a terminal illness, they need to not worry about anybody else, but receive what God's word said and believe God and commune with the Lord and learn his word and be healed. They got to seek him and believe his word, take him at his word so that they can live. And then when they win that battle, then go back and deal with other matters that need to be dealt with. See, don't let the enemy slow you down. Don't let him cause you. See, the devil don't want you to win because you don't just win in your life without affecting the lives of others. Because people are watching you. They see you praying. They see you counting on the Lord. Now, win in life. Win in their sight. Very important. When the lame man, the man in Acts, Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but that which I have I give you. He said, but in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And that man got up and walked. He went through the temple leaping and running and praising God. Now, when you read Acts chapter 3, you see this for yourself. Then when you read Acts chapter 4, Peter and John got in trouble because of this with the Pharisees. They said, don't preach in that name. But I love chapter 4. When they saw the lame man standing there with Jesus and the boldness of John, Jesus and John, they said, they realized these men have been with Jesus and there was nothing they could say against them. And they tried to threaten them and they let them go because the crowd was getting angry. But they didn't like it. Now, whenever you hear me talk about cold religion, that's that old, phony, cold-hearted religion that belittles God in the eyes of people. And they act like God can't do but a little bit. He'll save you, but he won't heal you. He won't be involved with your life like this. See, I'm shutting all that down. God will be involved in your life. If other people don't want him involved in their life, that's their business. But he will be involved in your life. Let him be involved in your life because he loves you. And he deserves, you know, he deserves everything. God deserves us, a people that love him, to represent who he is. But those that let the devil talk them out of their blessings, that's just like saying God can't heal me. He can't bless me. He can't keep his word. But God can keep his word, and he does keep his word. And there are those who find out that God keeps his word. And the devil can't tell them nothing. And see, there are those that believe, well, I might get healed. That's because they don't know him as he is. They heard somebody say something, and they ran with it without research. The research I'm talking about is just pick up the Bible and read it for yourself. Put the tape in and listen to it, or the CD, or the Bible on the Bible app on your phone, and just listen. Start at what Jesus taught, Matthew chapter 5. Well, chapter 4 talk about how he won the battle against Satan. Then he started teaching in Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7. Read what he had to say. Because that's the word that God's going to back up. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. He has so much to say to those who draw near. So draw near to him, and he will draw near to you. Now, the next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.